Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we want to talk in God's News Behind the News a little bit about what has been happening in Egypt. My goodness, I mean, guys, have you seen this? I mean, last week it started off with just maybe 80 folks, and before you know it, there's hundreds of people that have died in Egypt over these protests, over what's happening with the new president in Egypt, because, you know, Morsi from the Muslim Brotherhood was taken out, and the people just totally said, listen, we don't want that, you know, we don't want this form of government, we don't want the Muslim Brotherhood in charge, which, you know, this administration really empowered them to be in positions of power. And now there's a coup, and they don't want to call it a coup because the United States gives Egypt basically $1.6 billion, and a lot of it goes to the military, but a lot of it goes to have peace with Israel there. And so if they call it a coup, they can't really give them the money, so they're not calling it a coup. They're not. But what's happening is that the Muslim Brotherhood now are protesting, and they are, I mean, you're seeing hundreds of people being killed. And who they're killing right now? They're killing Christians.
Wow.
I mean, there's numbers, and hopefully we can attach this for you on the torch, but there are just constant churches that are being attacked. Christians are being killed. Church buildings, facilities are being burnt down to the ground. And I want you to listen to this special report from CBN as they share some insight of what's happening. This is live. This is what's happening like now in Egypt.
On assignment, we begin in Egypt, where Christians are facing vicious attacks. Angry mobs have hit more than 50 churches and destroyed at least 20. The mobs are supporters of the deposed Islamic president Mohamed Morsi. One Egyptian scholar says it's the worst violence against the Coptic church since the 14th century. The Coptic pope is in hiding, and most churches have canceled Sunday services. Middle East Bureau Chief Chris Mitchell has the details.
Some called it Black Wednesday, the day when Muslim Brotherhood supporters stormed, looted, and burned churches and Christian organizations throughout Egypt.
We call on those who are protesting to do so peacefully and condemn the attacks that we've seen by protesters, including on churches.
Cell phone video shows Morsi supporters storming St. George's Church in Sohag. The riot has not only damaged the outside of the church, but once inside, they set fire to pews and burned piles of Bibles. It was the same story across Egypt.
They're burning the Bible. I mean, think about this. They're burning the Bible. And you see two sides here. I mean, just when the military, not long ago, it was reported that they mistakenly burned some Qurans, and not realizing they were getting rid of stuff. I mean, there was all sorts of protests, all kinds of stuff that was happening. Mm-hmm. And here you have the burning of the Bibles, burning the buildings. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at radicalism in Islam. And remember, it's JJ. It's the Jews and the Christians. I mean, I want you to continue to listen up to what CBN is sharing, because you're going to get more enlightenment. You're listening to the VFN radio.
Egypt, in As-Sayyut, St. Teresa's church was set on fire. In Suez, a Franciscan school was targeted. In Minya, rioters burned the YMCA building and damaged a nunnery at St. Joseph's Church. CBN News talked with Ramez Atala, the head of the Bible Society in Egypt, whose two shops were destroyed.
We've been around for 129 years, and this is the first time any Bible Society office or bookshop has been attacked.
Yet Atala vowed they'd rebuild.
We're not going to be cowed by this. We're not going to let it stop us, and we're going to go back to business as soon as we can. We already spoke to our architect and contractor today, and as soon as things settle down a little bit, we're going to start the renovation, and we're not going to wait.
Atala told CBN News the government pledged to rebuild and restore the churches and Christian businesses destroyed by the Muslim Brotherhood supporters. After the mayhem, the International Prayer Council issued an urgent prayer request for Egyptian Christians. It read in part, Please pray with our Egyptian brothers and sisters in Christ for his purposes to be accomplished for their land at this time of crisis. Pray for their protection amidst the maelstrom of violent confrontation and for the authorities to have wisdom and restraint in reestablishing order, and that many find hope and salvation in Jesus Christ. Many say the prayer request is especially urgent in light of the Muslim Brotherhood's call for a day of rage. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Raymond Ibrahim joins us now by Skype. He is CBN News' analyst and the author of Crucified Again, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. Raymond, you write that the anti-Christian fury of some Islamists in Egypt has taken on, quote, genocidal proportions. Those are your words. I mean, this is serious, right?
This is very serious. If you listen to what the Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood supporters and the jihadis, the hatred for and contempt for Christians was always there. Now add to that the idea that they are, you know, advancing, all these Islamist leaders, that the cops are the ones who are responsible for the ousting of the Muslim Brotherhood. And you can begin to understand why there is so much now hate and rage amongst many Muslims and Islamists, basically. But it has indeed reached genocidal proportions, because you listen to them and they say things like, we're going to wipe you out. Well, that's genocide. And we're seeing it on the ground. I mean, where else in the world can you see so many churches that are being attacked?
Why is the Muslim Brotherhood targeting them and blaming them for the ouster of Mohamed Morsi?
Because they are very easy targets to scapegoat. They are the non-Muslim infidel enemy. They can be scapegoated for anything. But the Muslim Brotherhood, obviously, is going to have a difficulty explaining that the vast majority of the people, who those 30-plus million who actually all around Egypt went out protesting and calling for the ouster of the Brotherhood and Morsi, they have a hard time explaining that most of those people were Muslims. And so instead of getting into this difficult situation where they have to admit that fellow Muslims themselves don't want the Muslim Brotherhood and Mercy, the easy way out is to just point the finger at the Christians and at the cops, because they're, of course, non-Muslims anyway. And we can imagine they, of course, don't want the Muslim Brotherhood. And so it must, of course, be all their fault. Ayman Zawahiri, the leader of Al-Qaeda, came out in a video. And the first person he blamed, as have the Brotherhood, is the Pope, Pope Tawadros II. And he said that the Pope was leading a new crusade under the banner of the United States.
This is the Egyptian Pope you're talking about here.
Yeah, the Coptic Pope, Pope Tawadros II, that he was leading a crusade to turn Egypt into a Christian nation.
During Mubarak's 30 years, it was not an easy time for Christians. Clearly, after the revolution, it was bad. It got worse in the last year under Morsi's rule. And now it's even worse. I mean, this is a no-win situation for Christians in Egypt, right?
So now the Muslim Brotherhood is gone, and that's supposed to be good. But then, of course, they retaliate by attacking Christians and making them miserable. And at the same time, the military can't intervene too much, because the more it helps the Christians and the churches, the more the Islamists will point to regular Muslims and say, see, we told you. They're all, you know, they're trying to turn Egypt into a Christian nation. Look, they have loyalty to Christians more than they have loyalty to Islam. And so it's a very terrible situation for them. And this is precisely how a nation like Egypt went from being a Coptic Christian majority nation over a course of a millennium to what we see right now, where they're just a small, harried minority.
Raymond Ibrahim, he writes a blog called Islam Unveiled, and he has a book called Crucified Again. Sir, thank you for your insights.
What you're listening to is exactly, I mean, does this not sound familiar?
Wow.
The reason that the Muslim Brotherhood is attacking Christians, I mean, they fail to recognize, they don't want to acknowledge that it was other Muslims that did not want the Muslim Brotherhood to be in charge. They didn't want Morsi to be in charge. They didn't want to recognize that. It was a whole lot easier and acceptable to blame the Christians who had
nothing to do with it. Yeah.
But to blame the Christians, and they wanted to attack them and get them out of there, kill them. Mm-hmm. Sounds awfully familiar to what happened in Germany with a guy named Hitler, who wanted to blame everything on the Jews, and they're the problem, and let's get rid of them, and 6 million of them, 6 million, were killed. They were taken to the gas chambers. They were put in furnaces. Don't think that that can't happen today to Christians. It's happening today to Christians. It's happening right now. And we can't stay silent, and we can't close our eyes if it's not happening. We can't say that because it's happening in another country and it's not happening here. Listen, some are reporting that if this doesn't get contained, it could very easily be the beginning of maybe even a global war. Mm. That all the countries will get involved. I mean, you're talking about huge, huge unrest. Now you've got on the southern part this total uprising that's occurring in Egypt on the other side of Israel. And on towards the eastern side, you still have what's going on in Syria, where there's over 100,000 people now that have been killed and slaughtered during the civil war. Mm. You've got Russia supporting, you know, Assad. You have the United States supporting al-Qaeda rebels.
Mm. Crazy.
And you have all these, you know, chemical weapons that can get in the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is one, you know, at any given day, this domino can just sit and fall and just go right over. And so we want to join prayers for our brothers and sisters. You want to listen to JJ. We're going to make that related on the torch for you, because it's attack on Jews and Christians. And we want to pray for our Christian brothers and sisters. And this is the prayer that the International Prayer Council put out. It's an urgent prayer request, and it says this: please pray with our Egyptian brothers and sisters in Christ for his purpose to be accomplished for their land at this time of crisis. Pray for their protection amidst the maelstrom of violent confrontation, and for the authorities to have wisdom and restraint in reestablishing order, and also that many will find hope and salvation in Jesus Christ.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.